Today, we are discussing why middle-income millennials are living paycheck to paycheck when they should be comfortable.
Honestly, this is the most frustrating feeling for so many people. You do everything right, but still feel broke.
You follow the standard advice. You go to college and land a professional job with a respectable salary.
But then you check your bank account the day before payday. The balance is always uncomfortably close to zero.
People often treat this like a personal failure. They act like you are just buying too many coffees.
I hate that narrative so much. It completely ignores how expensive basic survival has become over the last decade.
Exactly. It is a structural math problem. The cost of a basic life has completely outpaced median earnings.
So what do the actual numbers look like? Because on paper, a lot of us are making good money.
The data can actually be pretty confusing. It depends on whether you measure bank balances or financial anxiety.
What do you mean by that? Like, how does a bank measure someone living paycheck to paycheck?
Bank of America says about 24% of households run their checking balances down close to zero.
Wait, 24% actually sounds way too low. Almost everyone I know feels completely stretched right now.
That is the catch. The bank only looks at who is entirely out of cash before payday.
Let me guess. The survey numbers are a lot higher when you ask people how they actually feel.
Right. Recent consumer surveys show about 67% of people feel they are living paycheck to paycheck.
That makes total sense. You might have $200 left, but it is already spoken for.
Exactly. If that money is reserved for next month's rent, you still feel the massive stress.
That mental weight of looming bills makes you feel entirely broke. Even if the bank says you have cash.
Earning a middle-class income no longer guarantees you can afford a middle-class lifestyle in your city.
Especially for millennials. We are heavily concentrated in large, economically dynamic, but highly expensive metro areas.
The Brookings Institution looked at this affordability gap. The numbers for major cities are pretty alarming.
I am guessing a lot of middle-class earners are basically priced out of their own neighborhoods.
In every major metro area, at least 20% of middle-class households fall short of basic living standards.
That is wild. So you earn a good salary, but you are middle-class in name only.
In some of the most expensive cities, that number reaches as high as 57%.
Your salary might look fantastic on a national chart, but your local rent and groceries just eat it alive.
The purchasing power of the typical worker is shrinking. Core necessities are outpacing wage growth.
We are talking about the absolute basics here, right? Housing, childcare, and healthcare.
The Ludwig Institute tracks the cost of maintaining a minimal quality of life. The numbers are daunting.
Give it to me straight. What does it actually cost just to maintain a baseline standard of living?
For a single adult, it costs about $47,000 a year just for the basics.
And what if you have a family? Childcare costs alone have been rising so incredibly fast lately.
For a couple with two children, that basic cost jumps to a staggering $121,000.
That leaves literally no room for error. If you make that much, you are just surviving.
There is very little room left for aggressive debt repayment or saving for retirement.
Which brings us to the debt anchor. We are dragging around massive student loans during our prime earning years.
Over 11 million millennials have outstanding student loan debt. That drains cash flow right when you need it.
You need that cash for a house or daycare. Instead, you send $500 a month to a lender.
When you have no margin, every minor inconvenience becomes a financial crisis. Cars break down or pets get sick.
And since you have no emergency fund, you end up putting those unexpected expenses on a credit card.
That creates a vicious cycle. Millennials now carry an average credit card balance of almost $7,000.
With interest rates averaging around 22%, that is incredibly punishing. You are bleeding money.
You pay over $1,500 a year just in interest charges. That money should be your emergency fund.
So if you cannot just budget your way out of this structural problem, what is the actual solution?
You have to actively lower your fixed costs to create breathing room. You cannot just skip lattes.
You mean tackling the big categories, right? We need to look at housing, transportation, and debt.
Exactly. Your next step is to audit those three largest expenses. Pick just one category this week.
Maybe you negotiate your rent or plan a move to a cheaper neighborhood when your lease is up.
Or you consolidate your credit card debt to a 0% balance transfer card to stop the interest.
You do not need to fix everything today. Just find one place to reclaim a small piece of your paycheck.
That is our clear takeaway for today. Attack one large fixed cost to build your buffer. You can find more resources to help with this at geldzack.com.